In my world, it probably, if something negative happens, I mean, everyone thinks automatically you had a bad game or something like that. I don't view it like that. I mean, we have to have a short memory. It was a play. Unfortunately, we didn't execute like we wanted to. Fortunately, our offense did a great job of getting down and put us right in position to hit the game winner. And that's all I was thinking about was executing the next play. I mean, the ebb and flow of a game. I mean, there's ups and downs. If something bad happens and you concentrate on that, then you've lost, in my opinion. So no, I'd already let it go. That guy's really good. And what I was going to say is on all field goals, they're all close. They are. And in fact, my brother called me the other night and said, "Boy, that guy was really close." I said he was. And I was close to maybe becoming the president of the United States. But he didn't. So that's how we look at it in our world. With regards to how New Orleans was going and what we kind of installed with the game plan, it kind of suited him. He did some great things for us in the preseason, deserved that opportunity. Travis's role expanded a little bit offensively, so we took a little bit off his plate there. But no, Travis Benjamin will still return. We'll still also return kicks for us this season. No, and I know we're two games in, but at the end of the day, I think he's only had three opportunities. So I have not hit the panic button in any way because I see it every day. I watch him run and watch how he moves around, and I still have great confidence in the young man. And in our world, sometimes it takes a little bit of time. I mean, Morstead last week is probably one of the best punters in the league. You know, he hits a 42-yarder at 4.86. I mean, it's going to be a fair catch. He did his job. They asked him to eliminate Travis Benjamin, and he hit it short, hit it high, and therefore he's not going to get a return. So it's just when we get an opportunity to return, we want to take advantage of it. Good football player, and he's a young man that has bought in, and he's in position to make some plays, and he's done that. So I think he'll begin to receive a little bit more attention. And we'll do some things, hopefully, to help him out in those areas. But I'm real pleased with the way he's progressing. Well, I think it's always changing. We just got back from down there. I mean, it's kind of part of our Thursday routine. When we can get down there, we're going to go down there. And really, the wind's not blowing a lot today. But when we were down the stadium, there was a nice breeze still going towards our sideline. And we've just kind of come to the conclusion that there's always going to be a breeze down there. And it's just a matter of where you're playing your ball, where he sets his line, and those type of things. So we're still getting familiar with it, and because obviously when we play at home, that has to be our home field advantage for us. Big Phil Taylor came up to me during the drive and put his big paws on me. I thought somebody was taking me away. and he said, "Coach, this is going to come down to special teams." I said, "It is, and we're going to make the field goal." And he said, "I'm with you, Tabes." And I got great confidence in Cundiff. If it was going to be a 57-yarder, then he's going to make it. What's going through my mind is, you know, the protection, where it's at, how much time's left. I'm in the course of the game, you know, and all those things. And then after, what I'm also thinking about is after we make it, because I'm going to assume that we're going to make it, is what kind of kickoff are we going to go, because there's still going to be a little time left and we got to cover this thing.